This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hundreds of people have rallied in support of Niger's ruling junta, denouncing France and others who have criticized the recent coup. Thursday's protest comes as the country's military leaders seek to exploit anti-Western sentiment to shore up their takeover. The White House says it's closely watching the coup in Niger as the U.S. Embassy prepares to evacuate staff from the West African nation.
This is becoming a sadly familiar image in West Africa. A group of military officers, unhappy over poor security and bad governance, imprison the country's leader, take over the airwaves, and declare themselves in charge. But optics aside, this West African coup is different and has Washington watching hour by hour as it sees whether frantic diplomacy will bring the deposed president, for whom the State Department has expressed unwavering support, back to power. That's because Niger is a key U.S. partner in fighting Islamic extremism in the Sahel, with a critical U.S. drone base and hundreds of U.S. troops in the country. Analysts note that this fragile, resource-rich region is also in the crosshairs of other major powers.
Donald Trump is due in federal court today to answer to charges that he sought to overturn the results of the 2020 election. AP's Jennifer King.
Special Counsel Jack Smith announced Tuesday Trump faces four felony counts related to his effort to undo the 2020 election. A magistrate judge will handle this appearance, but going forward, the case has gone to U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan, who has been one of the toughest in sentencing rioters and ruled against Trump in 2021 when his lawyers tried to assert executive privilege to block the release of documents to the January 6th Congressional Committee. Trump's expected to be processed by law enforcement, be officially taken into custody, and enter a not guilty plea before being released to rejoin the campaign trail. Many Republicans are supporting Trump, former vice president.
That's AP correspondent, and this is VOA News. Russian shelling has hit the landmark church in the Ukrainian city of Kherson. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers tells us more.
Russian forces unleashed two rounds of strikes on St. Catherine's Cathedral in Kherson, wounding several people and setting the church ablaze. The Kherson Church, dating from 1781, is one of the city's most notable buildings. It once was the burial spot for Prince Grigory Potemkin, a favorite of Russian Empress Catherine the Great. The remains were removed last year while the city was still under Russian occupation. Russian forces withdrew from Kherson last November in the face of a Ukrainian counteroffensive. I'm Karen Chamas.
Marine experts are warning that Australia still needs to do more to protect one of its greatest natural resources and treasures. After the United Nations recommended the Great Barrier Reef not be placed on the list of World Heritage Sites in danger, the world's largest coral system is facing a range of threats, including climate change, pollution, and overfishing.
Nation scientific advisers say that Australia has taken positive steps to protect the Great Barrier Reef since a UN monitoring mission visited Queensland in March 2022. It won't, for now, be listed as a World Heritage Site in danger. But at its meeting in Paris Monday, the UNESCO World Heritage Committee stressed that the reef remained under serious threat. It wants Australia to report on progress to enhance the reef's long-term resilience by February 1 next year. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The United States is praising Kenya's interest in leading a multinational force in Haiti. But weeks ago, the U.S. openly warned Kenyan police officers against violent abuses. Now 1,000 of those police officers might head to Haiti to take on gang warfare. Kenya's police have long been accused by rights groups of killings and torture. That includes gunning down civilians during Kenya's COVID-19 curfew and fatally shooting more than 30 people during protests in July. A human rights researcher says local watchdogs are concerned about Kenya exporting its abusive police to other parts of the world. Israel is being rocked by a wave of mass protests calling for the country's democracy to be upheld. But the pro-democracy movement lacks any clear message of opposition to Israel's open-minded or open-ended military rule or millions of Palestinians. This contradiction reflects a widely held belief among Jewish Israelis that the conflict with Palestinians is both intractable and somehow separate from Israel's internal strife. Critics of the protest movement, including Palestinians, say that such selective advocacy of democratic ideals shows how disconnected Israelis are from the harsh reality of those living under occupation. I'm Tommy McNeil.